Free Credit Services, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's 8:19 on The Ticket. Norm's Thanksgiving Funnies coming up at 8:40. And then at 8:55, we're going to get into Josh Hamilton and his MVP award, his press conference, and where the bar gets raised to now for Josh. That's coming up at 8:55. All right, I've been waiting to hear these stories for a week and a half now. Gordo went on a movie junket to Los Angeles a couple weekends ago and met some very big-name female actresses slash singers.
Yeah, there's this new movie that came out or is coming out at some point. Today.
You're the movie guy.
Yeah, but I just don't know that much about movies. I just interview people for them. It's a movie called Burlesque, and it's about this woman, Cher, who is running this burlesque theater. And Christina Aguilera is this small-town girl who ends up going to this burlesque theater and becomes a star right there on the burlesque stage. And this was a pretty neat junket, not only because, you know, I got to talk to Cher, which is an American icon. I remember when I was a kid, that I Got You Babe song. For some reason, that was a song I used to listen to when I was a kid. I think it had on one of George giving it thumbs down. You don't like that song?
I never liked that song, and I'm sad to report I was always creeped out by Sonny and Cher.
Creeped out by them.
I thought they were an odd couple. He was way too short for her. She was so tall, and
she was a lot younger than he was.
And she always scared me a little bit.
You know what? I had the exact same feelings. I never liked the song, and I never liked that show. And I never liked Cher until her later years, her middle age years. Then suddenly I became very attracted to her.
Really?
Yeah. But early days, I was not attracted to her at all. I thought she was kind of gross. But from the 80s on, I thought she was hot.
Yeah, I don't know that I've ever been attracted to her. I tell you who is attracted to her, and that is the gay. This movie, you know, I've been to many movie junkets out there, but this one had the largest gay contingent of reporters that were going to cover this junket.
Don't they love her music?
And they were freaking out. I mean, like, these guys are usually the most snarky, above it all, you know, no matter who they're interviewing, they act like it's nothing. But these gay guys, and they were really funny about it, they were freaking out that they were going to get to talk to Cher.
Why has she become their leader?
She's just a gay icon. For whatever reason, they've adopted her. I think it's because she's transgendered. I don't know.
No, she's not.
No, she's not? I mean, they were like one of the things in junkets you don't do is you don't ask them to sign anything, and you don't ask them, you know, for your picture made with them after you interview them and everything. That just slows everybody down. It's a lot like sports press. You don't do that when you're in the clubhouse or the locker room. But these guys were breaking that left and right. Oh, could you sign my picture of you? This is a picture that I've had for, you know. And
was she
could
put
you just
out
take
by
an
it?
iPhone picture just real quick? I just gotta. No, she was great. She was nice as could be. So it was interesting, this movie junket, because usually sometimes they'll do something special for the press. And this time what they did special was they took us onto the Sony lot where they still had the burlesque club set, still built. They didn't dismantle it afterwards. So you know what those movie lots look like? They look like a series of airplane hangars, right, that are sound stages. And they still had this burlesque set put up there, and they took us press into it, and it was like a nightclub that was inside one of those airplane hangars. It was built. It looks exactly like it. And you go in there, and we sat down. They had a full bar, and then they put on this burlesque show of these hot women dancing in fishnets.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Wow.
It was wonderful.
Really?
And then the next day, we interviewed Cher and Christina Aguilera for these films. So, it was a complete gay fest. So, I hooked up with so many guys out there. I figured, why not? I mean, this is going on. So, then when I sit down to talk to Cher, she looked pretty good.
How old now?
64.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, right. I saw her about 10 years ago, obviously mid-50s, and she sang the national anthem at some sporting event, and she was wearing these tight jeans, and I thought she looked great for mid-50s.
Oh, Cheryl, can I on your show?
She wore... Oh, we have Cher joining us right now.
She has that...
She does have that voice. Yeah. It's weird. Yeah. Talks like that.
Okay, that's a slight
She is one that plastic surgery has made better.
Well, I think she says she hasn't gotten too much plastic surgery.
Oh, please.
I think she said she had her nose done and
breast implants?
Something like that.
And has to have had a lot of Botox and stuff.
Yeah, she may have some of that. I don't know.
Maybe this song is the one that made her big in the gay community.
Oh, this song is huge in the gay community.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember famous aircraft carrier song? What was that? If I could turn back time. Remember
if
the video for that?
Barrel.
And she was wearing that outfit that barely covered her baby portal. I mean, barely.
Yeah.
And I was doing, you know, a little bit of reading before, as I was preparing for this interview, reading about that video. And her 14-year-old son, Elijah, was on set for that.
Yeah.
As his mom is prancing around.
Yeah, you don't want your mom doing that.
And wearing that little small, what it was, like a one-piece thing. But the down there area, it was like
Did you ever go on a video shoot like that with your mom?
No, George.
Okay, I didn't know.
My mom has passed away, and I don't really appreciate that.
Vag floss.
Mine is, and I don't appreciate you making light of that.
So, Cher, very nice. You know, she has a reputation where she, I mean, if she doesn't like you, she'll be a jerk to you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, she pulls no punches, is not Hollywood fake or anything like that. So at the end of this interview...
Hold on, can I ask you something about her? So you see her.
Yeah.
She walks in. Height.
I walk in. She's already sitting down.
Oh, so you never got to see her standing.
No, I didn't get to see her standing. No, I didn't get to sit on her lap, George.
But
don't ask stupid questions.
As best you could tell, the body was good.
Body looked good. Face looked pretty good. Face looks better. I've seen the clips of this interview, and she looked better in person than I think she does on this. She's got kind of Rocky Dennis face when you see her on TV.
There are times that she kind of looks like Nicolas Cage in drag.
Whoa!
You know?
Is that a compliment? Or
I don't think so.
Craig Miller.
I'm telling you, man. She's always creeped me out. But she's famous, so that's, I mean, it's cool that you talk to her.
So I was interviewing her. She was sitting next to Stanley Tucci, who I think is a really good underrated actor, Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, he is. He's great.
So then I interviewed, right after her, I go in and I interview Christina Aguilera. Now, what's your take on her?
Thumbs up.
I've never thought she
was
hot. I've always been kind of hot for her, yeah.
I've never thought she was
hot. Especially since she went to the dark hair.
Well, she had the tatas that were spilling out all over God's green earth.
Mm-hmm.
These things were everywhere. And she was paired with a guy named Cam Gigunde. I don't know if you've seen him. He's been a lot of stuff. I should have Wikipedia'd him here. He was real nice. He's in the film. So I thought maybe I'd let you listen to the Christina interview. You want to hear some of this?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Cool. I asked her stupid questions at first. I don't think she knew whether I was serious or not, but we'll hear this. Now, listen, this is from Good Morning Texas, and you know that guy Rob, that Robbie Knievel so flustered from Good Morning Texas? Listen to him try to pronounce Cam Gigunde's name.
Yesterday, Gordon Keith sat down with the stars Cher and Stanley Tucci to discuss their roles in the new film Burlesque, which opens this Thursday. Today gets even more awkward with Christina Aguilera and Cam, he'll tell you.
Gordon Keith here with another awkward television interview, this time with Christina Aguilera and Cam Gigunde.
Well done. Yes. Bravo.
Thank you. I just made that up. Is that really your last name?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay.
Wow. One in a million chance.
Incredible luck.
Well done.
All right, Christina, this is your first starring role feature film.
Yeah.
Right, your first feature film. Are you prepared for the fame?
It's a whole new ball game for me. It really is. I mean, this is a whole new world for me. I worked my little butt off in this movie and multitasking on many different levels.
Meanwhile, while she's blabbing, I'm staring at her
really
breast.
They really support me and get through it. So it was a really amazing experience. I learned and grew leaps and bounds.
Now, did you have to learn to sing for this role?
You know, I had to take specific lessons because I've never really done it in my life before. It was really difficult, I managed.
You did.
I mean, it was unbelievable. It was like, this girl can sing.
Actually.
Yeah, no, I gave her a few lessons here and there.
Yeah, he did, you know, really. I'm sorry. He's very patient with me. Really.
I was.
That's nice. Can you sing, Cam?
Oh, no, I can't.
Come on, sing us a little something.
I can't even begin to fake it. I just can't.
You can't even lip sync it.
I can't even lip sync it. Because everyone would know it's painful.
Now, Cam, you appear massively shirtless in this movie. Yeah, you do. And there's also a scene a lot of people are talking about in which you're completely nude. While you're filming that, are you actually nude, or are you wearing like a massive merkin or something to obscure the reproductive areas?
There might have been, triangular cloth.
What, reproductive areas merkin. Or merkin? Yeah. Merkin's not a dirty word. It's just a funny word.
I know, but it's so ridiculous to hear that. Merkin.
And maybe a string.
Oh, a loincloth. I'm wearing one of those now.
Oh, yeah. No, probably a similar one.
Uh-huh. Up under my Target jeans.
But I definitely had that box of cookies, like, as, you know, protective as possible.
It was glued it on myself.
Yeah.
Now, Extina. Or do you prefer Christina? Which do you...
Whatever you want to call me.
Do you have a preference, though?
Whatever you want to call
me. See, I like Christina, because Xtina kind of... It's like taking the Chris out of Christina.
Okay. So, I get it.
Like Christmas.
Christmas thing. Now, you once sang the song that everyone is beautiful in their own way.
Yes.
When you look at me, do you rethink that?
You're funny. Well, you know, I stick by the lyrics of my song, you know, appreciating your lovely hair and your massive smile and your sense of humor, might I ask.
She's good.
Thank you. Can you see me blushing through this massive pancake makeup I'm wearing? It's Cam Gigande and Christina Aguilera. Go see him in the new film, Burlesque.
Yes,
thank you guys
so much.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
I think she liked
Burlesque
you for it.
Burlesque revealed it.
Yeah, she was
kind of checking it a little bit.
Kind of
maybe.
Blushy and flipping hair. And
you know what? I like her. I like the way she was playing along with your first few questions.
Yeah, asking her if she had to learn to sing for this role. And she was saying, yeah, it was very difficult and out of her comfort zone to sing. It's kind of funny.
I was looking at some pictures of her online. George, you're right. She's better with dark hair. And Gordon, you're right. She's got gigantic tatas.
Her body's
unbelievable. I've never known they were that big.
Man, they were just...
They're unbelievable.
Her milkers were the star of the interview.
Wow.
By far.
How old is she now?
I don't think she's out of her 20s, is she? She's, 26? No,
she's... born in the 80s, so she just...
You know, she was on the...
She turns 30 in a month.
Okay. Yeah. And she just went through a divorce, I believe, from somebody or another.
She's available, eh?
Yeah, she's got... And she has kids. Kids have fallen out of that body.
So of the two, Cher or Christina, you'd rather have Christina?
Okay, here's a good question.
I'd rather have Cam.
Do you have the Cher, just to say you had the American icon?
Right.
But she's an American icon because she's big. You know, she's like the biggest transgender impersonator.
She's not
like,
transgender.
Well, no, she's not, but I'm saying that there's so many Cher impersonators. That was one of the first things I said to her. I said, you know, having spent most of my adult life, the majority of my adult life, chatting up Cher impersonators, it's nice to finally meet the real one.
Did she think that was funny?
I don't think she got it. I think she thought I was being serious. Okay. Well, she's being interviewed by tons of gay guys, so she just assumes that I'm another gay guy, right? Mm.
So I would.
Yeah, Mark. I would. Damn it. So it was a good interview. Christina Aguilera, I'm going to post that on GordonKeith.com. It was fun going out there. Intimidating to meet Cher. As a matter of fact, the last two words of my Cher interview was her telling me to blank off. Full-blown cussing. Of course, they beeped it on Channel 8. I'll try to run an unbeeped version on GordonKeith.com. But I have an important announcement to make, Giorgio.
And now,
I just received word last night that on December 11th, I'll be traveling once again to go out there to the Liberal Coast and interviewing Tim McGraw.
Really?
Yeah. And Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
The very controversial Gwyneth Paltrow.
That movie Country Strong.
Whose hotness has been tremendously debated here on these airwaves.
Boy, can I go with you? Like, be your grip?
That'd be a little awkward. Just I'm the only interviewer that shows up with my own grip, and it's this heavy-set guy who looks kind of like my uncle. But you got, you know, fingerless gloves on and you're working cable and stuff.
Uh-huh, I run cable for you.
That'd be funny. So if there's anything you want me to ask Gwyneth or Tim.
Okay, we'll get,
let me know.
So you didn't ask Cher about her daughter turned son, Chastity, who's now Chaz Bono?
I steered away from that. That's got to be so strange. Because that's, I guess she only has the two kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chaz and now Elijah. She used to have a son and a daughter, and now she has two sons.
So weird.
Don't you think that would freak you out, Giorgio, if you had to, one of your sons became a woman, and you had to respect that he's a woman now?
I don't know. I'll go ask your dad.
And
all right, it's 8:35 on the ticket. Coming up next, Norm's Thanksgiving Funnies.
Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket and Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey present the Jack Daniel's Big Game Kickoff Party. February 3rd at the Palladium Ballroom, featuring the Flaming Lips and special guest Neon Indian. Tickets are on sale now for this exclusive event. Go to frontgatetickets.com or call 888-512-SHOW. That's frontgatetickets.com or call 1-888-512-SHOW. From Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Must be at least 21 years old to attend. Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Alcohol 40% by volume. Please enjoy responsibly.
If a new vehicle is on your holiday show,